The vote to ban city traffic cameras was scheduled in a House committee Tuesday afternoon. Just minutes before, a group of police officers, city officials, and other activists who oppose the ban held a press conference in a room across the hall from the committee room. Mike Weinman of the Fraternal Order of Police said, in a time when budget problems are forcing police layoffs, traffic cameras are what he called a vital force multiplier.
Law enforcement officers can't be on every corner, but cameras provide consistent, reliable surveillance at intersections, allowing law enforcement agencies to address other public safety concerns while also monitoring dangerous streets and intersections in the community.
And Columbus Deputy Safety Director George Speak said the ban would almost certainly create major problems on the city streets where cameras are now in use.
A vote for House Bill 69 will undoubtedly increase death, injury, and property damage on our roadways in Ohio. Study after study shows this technology works.
But whether the technology works has never been an issue for opponents of the ban. For many, the concern has been a lack of due process. In the case of cameras, the lack of an opportunity to question the police officer who saw the traffic offense happen, because there is no officer there.
It violates and completely throws out the window the presumption of innocence.
Mike Allen is an attorney in Cincinnati who's been fighting traffic cameras in Elmwood in southwestern Ohio. In the first month of that village's camera program, 6,600 citations were generated. Elmwood has a little over 2,100 residents. A judge shut down the program in March, saying it was, using his words, a scam that motorists can't win. An amendment was accepted in committee that would require a police officer to be with a traffic camera if it's set up in a school zone. The bill's sponsor, Republican Ron Magg of Lebanon, said he felt that answered many of the ban's critics.
It's going to force a policeman to be at the scene when these cameras are running in a school zone. So I think, if individuals know that these things are in a school zone, probably they will slow down. So that gives those people due process because they can address that officer.
But for many lawmakers who back a ban, the concern isn't safety or due process, it's money. Mike Allen noted that Elmwood was generating $350,000 a month from its cameras, a huge amount of money in a small village.
Is there anyone in here that truly believes in their heart that this is not about revenue and it's about public safety? Because it clearly is not. It is about revenue, pure and simple. And I get it that municipalities are hurting. And the smaller the municipality, the more they're hurting. But this isn't the way to do it. It's policing for profit.
Traffic cameras brought in $16 million in just over a dozen cities in Ohio last year. But the concerns about how that money would be replaced led the chair of the committee, Rex Damschroeder of Finley, to vote against the ban.
If those local public safety departments don't have that revenue, what are we going to do? Raise taxes on everybody else to make up for the lost law enforcement?
Damschroeder added that he felt the ban stripped communities of local control, which was the reason Republican former Governor Bob Taft gave in vetoing a similar ban on traffic cameras in 2007. Two other Republicans joined Damschroeder in voting against the ban, along with Democrat Bob Hagan of Youngstown. The ban is likely to be voted on by the full House later today. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.